Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, the last time we spoke with Mike Hughes, he was just embarking on this journey he takes twice a year to Southern California, and now back with all the latest news on television for the second half of 2010. Very happy to welcome in Mike Hughes. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How was your trip?
It was really good. First of all, these things are just plain fun, so I enjoyed that. Met a fascinating number of people. And you know, throughout it all, through all the ups and downs, TV business is surprisingly upbeat. I mean, they've got a lot of shows. They work hard on it, so it's interesting.
Mike, I know that you were working nonstop, right? You weren't doing anything else. I hope that's the case, because I went through this in 25 years at the Lansing State Journal, and I had a chance to take some amazing trips. I must admit, I was in Puerto Rico twice. I was in Japan. I was in Hawaii five times. And it got to the point where everyone thought I was a professional vacationer. And I tried to tell them that the fact I was writing four or five pieces a day it just didn't happen automatically. And then finally I decided I was going to have someone take pictures of me at amusement parks and in the pool and everywhere else, but always with my laptop.
Oh, with your laptop.
Yeah, I was going down an amusement park ride, and I had my laptop. And so I was trying to make them understand how difficult these assignments can be. And I know you were working nonstop in Southern California.
Yeah, and I was on the Santa Monica Pier one day, but I was interviewing people at the time, and I was at Universal City scooting around on some rides, but that was in between set visits. So yeah, mostly I was working. Yeah.
Well, is there a trend? Is there something we can say is going to really signal what the second half of 2010 is all about?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, one of the odd things is that I was the very last day, one of the last sessions, was the first time I saw a really, really good show. Now, that one's called Boardwalk Empire. It probably shouldn't have surprised me. First of all, it's on HBO. It's going to be right in the Sopranos time slot. It's going to open in September. And it's by Martin Scorsese. And it's a big, rich portrait of what happened in Atlantic City when alcohol was suddenly banned. And, of course, as soon as alcohol was banned, the alcohol flowed through right. all of the gangsters and so forth. Right. It is a beautifully, wonderfully rich thing. And as good as this was, and it's clearly the best show coming up this next season, mm-hmm. as good as it was, it just reminded me that there were no other shows that had just knocked me out, where I just said, mm-hmm. yeah, that was a great show. There were several others. As we get into it, I'm glad to mention several shows that are pretty good shows. But right. only
when
one
and where will
show.
This first one air?
On HBO, around mm-hmm. The second week, third week of September, on September 19th, actually.
Okay.
On Sunday nights, right in the Soprano time slot.
Okay.
But after that, the others there were a lot of fairly good shows, no great shows. I mentioned the optimism. The ad market is up, so the networks are trying harder than ever. For instance, CW used to have at least one rerun in its 10-hour week.
Right.
No reruns this time. It's all new shows for CW. The networks used to have a lot of really cheap reality shows on Friday nights, so we're kind of throwing away the night.
Okay.
Well, they're back to more ambitious now. There are at least 9 new scripted hours.
Why is that?
Because the ad market, which was really down for a couple of years, has kind of upped a little bit
okay.
now.
Okay.
So they're feeling a little bit better now. So that's good. There's all this optimism. What's bad is we haven't seen a thing of trying to do the really unusual show. That peaked right after Lost and right after Desperate Housewives in 24. And right away people said, you know, the viewers will go for something that's really out there. It's really ambitious. We'll try that. And not now. This year there's been very, very little that's unusual, very little that's exceptionally good or, mm-hmm. for that matter, exceptionally bad. Matter of fact, let me mention to you one that's is unusual,
sure,
and has a really great performance by a kid from Michigan.
Really?
There's an actor named Jimmy Wolk. He called himself now James Wolk. He grew up in Farmington. He graduated from U of M. He's only about 2 years out of college. He had a sensational performance in a TV movie last year, playing a teacher with Tourette's syndrome, a real-life story.
Hmm.
But now he's in a show called Lone Star, and in this show, he's someone who grew up as a great con artist. His dad taught him how to be a con artist. He's scamming people, but unfortunately, he's in two different cities in which he has fallen in love with and is marrying two different women.
Ooh.
And his dad keeps trying to tell him, you aren't supposed to really fall in love with these people. They're supposed to be your marks.
Well, he's not in Utah. This isn't polygamy.
No,
right?
No. But incidentally, I talked to polygamists, too. So it was an interesting 2 weeks. We'll get back to that. But anyway, he just... it's a very complex performance. Jimmy Wolk does it brilliantly. And as you look at this, you realize how hard this is going to be to get viewers into every week. You have to root for someone who's essentially a bad guy,
mm-hmm,
but a very good-hearted bad guy in a very complex show that doesn't rerun very well. So it has to go straight through, then stop and let another show come up, then come back later in the year. It's a good show, not a great show, but it's on Fox, and it interests you only because nobody else is trying that kind of thing
yeah.
this year. But
yeah,
there's a lot of procedurals, a lot of cop shows, some of them good, some of them bad, but very few that take a chance like Lone Star does.
Right, and I think we either like shows that we can relate to, been in some similar situations, or could never be in that situation.
That's right, the exact opposite, the
right.
big, broad shows. So that's why we went with 24 and we went with Lost, because they were such big situations. We love going to odd places. And just as long as you mention polygamists, okay? This is kind of, I mean, you talk to everybody in these 2 weeks. So I talked to a guy and his four wives from Utah, and they have a new show coming up on one of the cable channels, like TLC or something, later on in the fall. And it's simply follows their lives. And, you know, they are just the most average bunch of people you've ever met in your life. Just a very average guy and his four wives, and they together have 13 children, and three of the people are working, two of the people are not. And it's just, you know, it's just like you're chatting with anyone else, except that they also happen to be polygamous. But interestingly enough, not illegally. Because what they do is, he's married to the first one,
right,
and the others are just kind of all there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mike, this is fascinating stuff. We may have to have you on again next week instead of waiting 2 weeks, because
yeah,
we barely scratched the surface, and you've got so much to tell us.
Then there's a lot of good shows, and we can talk about them between now and September, because they're all basically coming up in the second, third week of September.
All right, that sounds great. Mike Hughes, a syndicated television columnist, and you can read his work in the Lansing State Journal as well. We will be right back, and we're going to talk with Denzel Valentine, a Lansing Sexton High School basketball star, just gave a commitment to Michigan State, coming up on Ebling and You.